Today is Sunday the 31st of August, beginning the 22nd week of Ordinary Time.
The wisdom and the word, the speaking and the silence, the stillness and the stir, the spirit in the quiet, the Son of God and man, the sinner's lamentation, the flesh of the I Am, the song of our salvation.
John Guerra sings Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Of earth and heaven, the water and the wine, the everlasting leaven, my life, my truth, my way, the stone on which I stumble, the vineyard owner's wage, the shepherd of the humble. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God. It's true, but who are you to me? You are my life, the love of God, my Lord, my God. Stay close, don't be far. You know how I need you. Make in me a heart pure enough to see you in every speck of dust, in dry and lonely places.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Be light, be kind, be gracious.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose their place of honour, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honour, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host, and the host who has invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. he said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous."
When he noticed. Here is Jesus, the observer, taking it all in. They were watching him closely, but Jesus is the one doing the real close examining, isn't he? How do you think we learn genuine humility? We could start by looking at Jesus himself. You might know someone who reflects Jesus, whose true humility is at their very core. What do you notice about their behavior? If Jesus were to sit at a table with you, what do you think he might notice? Allow Jesus to make his observations. Sit together with them for a while. Remember, he doesn't judge, he notices. Listen to the passage again, and imagine the most unexpected guest at your table. Perhaps one who cannot repay you.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose their place of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who has invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.
Speak openly with the Lord about anything lingering from this time of reflection. Let his teaching from today's reading touch your very core. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.